Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jake Volmick with you guys on The Fan. A lot to get to, but let's talk a little Browns. Let's get to what on earth is happening after the draft. And let's do it by going out to our Browns beat reporter, brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's Daryl Rutter, and he joins us now. Daryl, are you as excited as I am to be done talking about who do the Browns draft? What do they do it to?
Thrilled, but welcome to the Shedeur Sanders circus.
Yeah, we now have that to look forward to. That is definitely something now on the radar. So, Daryl, why don't we just start there, because I think that's by far the most pressing thing that people are looking at. What did you make of the idea to trade away the fifth and the sixth, trade up in the fifth, go get Shedeur? What do you see as the sort of thought process behind the move for the Browns?
Nothing to lose, everything to gain. I had no issue with it. Anytime you dump those day three picks, I'm a big fan. Standing ovation to Andrew Berry. Great job. He dumped five picks from the sixth and seventh rounds. Bravo. GM of the year stuff right there. And you know what? Who cares if Jimmy Haslam told Andrew Berry to do it or not? I'm not saying that he did, but who cares? It's not like it was the number two overall pick. Shedeur already posting videos on his social media of him doing stuff here in Cleveland, hitting weight rooms and running up hills or whatnot. So, he's got an opportunity to come in and prove all the doubters wrong.
Yeah, to go from 4 6-round picks entering the draft down to zero, I was very happy. I did not want to see 4 6-round selections made. So I'm right there with you. But you bring up the Jimmy Haslam thing, Daryl, so I have to ask. What level of truth, I know that you obviously weren't in the war room with them making picks, but at what level of truth do we think that actually exists there? Is Jimmy Haslam sort of making his imprint on a Browns draft that late and having a say in who goes?
Well, what I think versus what I was told are two different things. Do I think Jimmy Haslam had influence on the pick? 100%. But I was told that didn't happen, so I kind of have to go with tangible information I was given. So, it's not the craziest thing in the world. And you look at the Browns social media, they're pumping out Shedeur content as quickly as possible. The jersey sales right now are off the chain. I think he's the number three most popular jersey in the NFL at this moment. Not bad for a fifth round pick, number 144 overall. So, but it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. He's the seventh member of a seven-man draft class. There are no guarantees, right? He's got to come in and prove himself. So I'm not really caught up in the whatever influence Jimmy Haslam may or may not have had in that draft room as far as them getting rid of a couple of picks you weren't probably going to do much with anyway, to move up and take advantage of an opportunity there. Hey, by the way, if this thing works out, Andrew Berry becomes a genius, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the highest level of I drafted a first-round quarterback in the fifth round, basically, type of thing, where you'd be getting paired to the likes of the 49ers and everybody over there. Oh, they got Brock Purdy in the seventh. Yeah, I guess, maybe a little different scenario.
Well, Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. He won, you know, a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah, not too bad of a...
Again, I am not saying that Shedeur Sanders is going to be Tom Brady. I'm just saying, though, stranger things have happened in the National Football League.
Darryl, the thing that's been, I think, probably the main topic of conversation since the draft is obviously you go out, you get two guys, and that wasn't something that was beyond the realm of possibility. That had been a conversation in our offseason talks. But now that you have the two, and really the two guys that you did draft, it feels like it'd be hard to move on from one of them. Is there an odd man out very clearly in a now four-man quarterback room heading into camp?
Clearly, no. But is there? Probably. I have it going Flacco, Pickett, Sanders on the team, and Dylan Gabriel on the practice squad. I don't think anyone's going to rush to the waiver wire to claim Dylan Gabriel. But if you put Shedeur Sanders on the waiver wire, I think there might be a little competition there. So I think that it's going to be an interesting couple of months till we get to training camp here, and then to see how Kevin Stefanski ultimately divides these reps amongst the four guys to give them all a shot to win this job.
If you're divvying up the reps four ways, how much of a cluster does that create for your quarterback room and actually getting all three of these guys being able to be comfortable in an offense, maybe outside of Joe, who already has some experience in it?
Well, I just don't know how you can prepare for a season effectively. Two-man quarterback competitions are challenging enough, but you're going to do a four-man? Now, I don't know, maybe there's a chance we get to training camp and it's not a four-man. What if they whittle themselves down before, once a veteran minicamp concludes and the OTAs conclude there in early to mid-June, right? I don't know. I have no idea how this is going to work. I asked Kevin Stefanski draft weekend how on earth this is going to work, because we went from a two-man competition then to a three-man competition. Now it's a four-man competition. And all of a sudden, the pie for reps gets, the slices in it get cut thinner and thinner. It's going to be fascinating to see what Kevin Stefanski does to give all these guys a legitimate crack at that job.
Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, with us, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Darryl, if you had to pick right now, heading into week one, who the starter would be, is there somebody that pops out to you as the obvious answer?
No. Not really. I mean, I'm just going with Joe Flacco just to go with Joe Flacco, but there's no guarantee there. Kenny Pickett, not sure what to really expect from him. Not really expecting a whole lot. I can't see them going with one of these kids right out of the gate, but I can see them switching to one of these kids in the middle of the season, right? When they're 1-6 or 2-7 or whatever, right? Nothing else to lose. Let's get the kid on the field, see what they're made of, whatever. But, my honest preference would be to redshirt these rookies. I'm in no hurry for them to see the field this fall. I really, that's subject to change here. I can change my opinion, but like right now, as I think about it, I'm really not in a hurry to see either one of those guys on a football field this fall.
Do you think drafting the two quarterbacks stop you from taking one in 2026 with one of them being Shedeur? No?
Nope. Not at all.
Darryl, as we take a look more holistically at the draft, did it indicate to you at all, watching the way that they went about it from rounds 1 through 5, a lack of aggression and compete immediately? Because it kind of signaled that to me, especially with your first two picks being on the defensive side.
Well, Andrew Berry told you what he thought of this roster. They got a lot of holes. They're not competitive. Nick Chubb ain't going to be here, probably. He needs more bullets in the gun next April. That's what he told you. because if they really thought they could compete, they would have just went ahead and drafted Travis Hunter. So, look, I love the Mason Graham pick. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I'll argue this. I feel like him next to Myles Garrett's more valuable up front than getting a bookend defensive end. Because I think you put him next to Miles, you can overload a line. So I think that can do more damage that way. So Andrew Berry told you what he was thinking and how he feels about this roster without having to tell you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You mentioned the Travis Hunter pick, Daryl. Is that one that, and I'm in the same boat as you, I like Mason Graham a lot. I think he brings a lot to the table. And I like the haul that you got for the number two pick as well. You're not going to argue with the three picks down, another first, and an early second in this year. But is this the type of move you think you look at, and 5 years from now, it's the one that a regime looks at and think, wow, we really got that wrong and missed out on the generational player?
It depends what Travis ultimately does in Jacksonville. And let's be honest about it. It's not like the Jaguars or the Kansas City Chiefs here. Okay.
Definitely not wrong. Trevor Lawrence hasn't looked all that great with all the talent he was supposed to have.
Right. So little perspective on that. Doesn't exactly have Matt Ryan down there like Julio Jones had, right? But look, I mean, if Travis Hunter goes on to be a Hall of Fame player and, you know, Mason Graham is an average defensive tackle, again, we're speaking hypotheticals here, right? And the Jaguars are able to be a competitive franchise and the Browns continue being, well, the Browns, oh yeah, absolutely, we're going to be looking back on that and saying, boy, did they blow it again, right? But while you can draw comparisons to the Browns trading out, giving up Julio Jones, I don't know necessarily that's fair. One, the Browns stayed in the top five of the draft. It's not like they made multiple trades down the draft board and ended up with Phil Taylor. And look, Phil Taylor was pretty good when he was here. He was a solid player. I think that there's a lot of things that have to happen here before I think Browns fans will feel the way about this trade the way they do about the Julio Jones trade down.
Yeah, I don't know. It rubs me in a way of, like, even if they both turn out to be really good players, like if Mason Graham's a top-level D-tackle, if Travis Hunter pans out as all as a two-way player, it just feels like, to me, something you look back on and go, the guy that plays two positions, being the only one in the NFL, might have been a guy that we wanted, especially banking on Andrew Berry to make picks again next year.
Yeah, well, I think Barry's going to make picks next year. So, unless he and Kevin Stefanski have a massive falling out in the next 8 months or so, I think Barry's making the picks next year. I think Kevin Stefanski's back in 2026. People forget the reason the Haslams make changes have more to do with what's going on behind the scenes than what people are watching on Sundays. Now, what people are watching on Sundays certainly informs the decision, don't get me wrong, But a lot of it has to do with what's going on behind the scenes. And many a time they made changes, it's been pretty ugly behind the scenes. So that is not the case with Stefanski and Berry. They work very well together. They're adults in the room. They don't make emotional decisions. They both represent the organization in a very first-class way. You don't have hit pieces from the national NFL insiders put out there every year, even last year. What the catastrophe that that 3-14 season was, and believe me, it was an utter catastrophe. There were no hit pieces, about dysfunction and infighting and finger pointing and things like that. So as long as the professionalism, and I have no reason to believe that it won't, but as long as the professionalism remains in the building, I have no reason to believe that Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski will be fired after the upcoming season, regardless of the results.
Again, Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, with us on the hotline. Daryl, you mentioned a little bit, I'd like to talk about the Browns' first-round pick at least a little, and maybe in a positive light. You mentioned the kind of impact it can have with Miles and him next to each other. What do you think it does for the defense holistically compared to how they looked in 2024? What does adding Mason Graham in the early onset of things you think look like as a difference maker?
I think it is going to help Miles tremendously by putting him next to him because, look, I think Mason Graham was the best defensive tackle available in the draft. I would argue he was the best defensive lineman available in this draft. And Andrew Berry was able to get him. So I like Mason Graham a lot, even though he came from the school up north. I like him a lot. You go back and you watch those games against Ohio State and Michigan, and he's just all over the tape, okay? So I think he adds a tremendous value to both Garrett and that front seven of the Browns, and I think Jim Schwartz is going to have a field day with him.
Is the defense that they had in 2023, that obviously they were playing at an absurd level, but getting anywhere back to close to that considered realistic, or is that sort of a one-off you think never going to happen again?
Yeah, I'll you never say never, but I mean, look, I mean, there was going to be some regression last year. It's hard to go from one and stay one, right? But look, I do expect that there's going to be areas where they're going to bounce back and be improved. So do I think that they're going to end up with the number one defense for the second time in 3 years? Probably not. I don't know that that's realistic, but do I expect them to be a top 10 defense this upcoming season, which is, you know, that if you've got a top 10 defense, you got a shot every week. That I don't feel like is out of the realm of possibility.
Daryl, I'll get you out of here with this one. We see a couple of moves being made at wide receiver post-draft and one where they didn't get one. Is Deontay Johnson and potentially Elijah Moore coming back enough to keep the passing game actually afloat with God knows who throwing them the ball?
I don't even know if Deontay Johnson's making this team.
That's a fair point.
Okay. The Elijah Moore unusual tender there, very interesting. I don't think that it solves any problems. I think if it did, I think Berry just would have just outright re-signed Elijah. I really don't know what to make of this receiving core right now, other than I don't have a whole lot of expectations for it.
Yeah, it's about where I'm at, too. Basically, bank it on, hey, Deontay, you want to look how you did in Carolina before they up and got you out of there? That's about my expectation.
Well, I mean, look, he's got to come here with the right attitude.
Right.
And he doesn't exactly have the best reputation. Once again, Andrew Berry bringing guys into the building with not the best reputations, and this is not exactly a culture here that tends to do well with big or malcontent style personalities. So I don't know what he's thinking, but all right.
We'll continue to not know that answer, Daryl. I appreciate you setting aside the time as always, and here's to sitting and waiting for the non-existent drizzle to stop so we can play baseball.
Actually, breaking news, it just drizzled at the house again. I got a little heavier drizzle than the first time around, lasted a little longer, might have lasted 60 seconds instead of the 30. I could tell you the windows on the west-facing wall, little wet. Driveway, got a little moisture on it. But, yeah, they probably could have played some baseball through this.
Yeah, we'd only be about 7 innings in, so good thing. All right,
so
Daryl.
Glad I'm not covering that game tonight.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Daryl. Appreciate you.
You bet.
Again, our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Let's react to what Daryl had to say as well. I mean, very blankly, who should be the Browns starting quarterback? Multiple different answers across the media today. We'll get to those as well. 216-474-0092.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.